Why is this so difficult? Sorry, I ruined it, didn't I? I ruined the moment. Were we having a moment? We were, and I ruined it. And that is... I hate this. No, no, don't go, please. It's... Oh, wow, okay. I need to tell you something. That doesn't sound good. That sounds bad. And it's not bad. I mean, it's... I am shaking, you're right. I'm scared. No, you're not scary. You're not scary, but this is scary because I'm a liar. And could you just hold me for a little while? I am really scared, and thank you. I'm not gonna cry. I don't cry because I'm cool. Sorry, I'm not cool. I'm not. I'm sorry. Okay, so I need to tell you. Hey. Sorry. Sorry, I do not want to mess up your favourite shirt. It's not your favourite. Well, it's my favourite because I love the way you look in that. And, of course, I have a favourite shirt. And a favourite t-shirt and a favourite pair of jeans and a favourite everything when it comes to you. So, this isn't what you were expecting, right? This is, I am. So you know that saying where they say you can't fool everyone all the time, but you can fool some of the people all the time? And all the people some of the time. I have everyone fooled. Everyone fooled. And they all think that I am confident. And that I know what I'm doing when it comes to this. That I'm a heartbreaker. A player. A player? Sorry. It's just that is... Oh, wow. It's a lie. It's all a lie. I am not confident. I'm not experienced. I'm sorry. And I know that's not what you were expecting. You. I just can't pretend with you. I don't want to pretend with you. And that means that I am. I can play confident. I can flirt. And, It's easy, really. Because it keeps people away. You know, being playful and flirty and having a reputation. I never wanted a reputation. I turned someone down and they spun it as me being, you know, I don't know. I have never been good at this. I've been on dates, lots of dates. Well, they weren't really me because I'm not really me with people. Well, I am me with you. I didn't mean to be, but you just kind of snuck in like a ninja or a sneaky wombat. So the thing is, I am not cool. I am not cool. And that coolness is, it's based on a mix of captains. James T. Kirk. Sorry, it's kind of nerdy. It's James T. Kirk, Benjamin Sisko, and Jean-Luc Picard. That's, well, because they're really cool to me, and I have to go. I need to go. So if you could let go so I could go. No, don't squeeze me tighter. No, I like it. No, I just it's really nice. Really nice. It's so when I moved here, when I started working here, I wanted to be someone else, and I guess it worked. But it's hard to be someone else when you're not someone else. And it's hard to be yourself on dates when you're not actually being yourself. And it's actually really exhausting. Really exhausting. And also seemingly impossible to not be myself when I'm with you. Even though I tried to, you know, Kirk it up. But I didn't. I really like you. I really, really like you. And you like me? Well, you liked me, not me. And I never do more than one date. Because if I do, there's a chance that someone will discover that I am a big fake. That I am me. Oh boy. This is our second date, and our first date was a nightmare because it was so good and so awkward because I was panicking all the time, but I couldn't help but be myself because I want to be myself with you because it's easy to be myself with you. The reason I moved here is because, well, where I used to work, there were mean girls. And that sounds really childish and pathetic, but it was a definition of a toxic workplace. And I got really depressed. And I quit. And I moved here. And I got a great job in a great company, and I was going to be me, but then I didn't want to be me because everyone is so nice and so shiny and I just wanted to fit in. And then there was the date. And they tried to kiss me, and I panicked, and I kind of slammed the door in their face. It was so awkward. And the next day, I suddenly had a reputation. I tried to play into it because it was better than being the awkward outsider again. No, everyone's really nice. So nice. I like you a lot. A whole lot. And I know that you like confident me, flirty me, me who doesn't steal staplers. It's me. I'm the stapler thief. It's me. I did it. I just like staplers. I know it's weird. I'm kind of weird. Endearing. See, when you say stuff like that and you hold me so close, it just makes me like you more. And that is... Oh, that's really going to suck tomorrow. Really going to suck because, what? I'm confused. Did you miss the part when I told you I was lying to you and you knew? No, you didn't. No, I mean, yes, I've been awkward around you and no, I, yeah, okay, yes, I did know all the questions in the office quiz, but it was, they weren't that nerdy or obscure. I mean, yeah, kind of. You knew about the staplers too? No, because I, you saw me, you. Oh. You saw me take Emma's stapler. Well, it's too good for her. She's not horrible. She's just, well, she touches your back sometimes. Not that I look and watch. Maybe I do. Maybe I stole her stapler because I'm jealous. So, you know that I'm a nerd and you know that I am the phantom stapler fee. I'm sorry. Would you like to go out on a date? Well, I mean, yes, we're on a date, but would you like to go out on a date with me? You are on a date with me. I'm not cool. I mean, I'm nerd cool, but I'm not cool. I am. I'm dorkable. That's not a word. No. See, you have adorable and dorky, but they're not... No, it's not a word. It's not a word. That doesn't count. It does. Okay. Maybe it's a word. Maybe it's a word. Were we having a moment? We were. Were you going to kiss me? You were. Do you still want to? You've been waiting to kiss me for months. So, how do we have a moment? You can't force moments. Well, shit. We're still having the moment. Are you sure? Because I really want you to kiss me. Was that all right? I mean, I have kissed people. I've kissed my hand. No, I mean, bollocks. So I am not experienced at all, and that might have been my first kiss. That's a really nice smile. Would I like to have my second kiss? No pressure. Yes. Yes, please. I really liked it. Can I open my eyes, or is that creepy? Okay. No. I mean, yes to the kiss, but no to the opening the eyes, because it was, well, yeah. I really like you. Me, not. Would you like to get to know me? I mean, you know me, but would you like to get to know me? How do you feel about Lego? Well, I might be in the middle of a Death Star. My second Death Star. Because I wanted a matching pair. Are you still sure that I'm adorable? Wow, you're really gone, aren't you? Good. Because I'm really gone for you too. So, to the Death Star. I really like you. I really do.